All right, Johnny, Scott, Thomas, and Josh, they form the Jax. They have a brand new self-titled EP, and they're going to be at the Observatory on the 23rd. We've got a great... They do everything, man. They got a plate full of stuff. We're talking about NHL involvement, a Christmas song. Hey, man, what don't they do? You asked for them. You got them. Live from our beautiful Julie Lawton Design Build Studios here in Laguna Beach, please welcome the Jax. The Jax from their self-titled EP, brand new self-titled EP. That song is called Olivia, and I told you, I tried to describe earlier the difference between a rock band and a rock and roll band, man, and we got a rock and roll band in that studio, and I'm glad they're here, man. So here's the deal. Another song, it's called Are You Looking for Love? Please welcome, once again, from our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios in Laguna Beach, these are the Jax.
Don't you think it's a shame it'll end just the same? Well, now it's in your hands. No, you can't change your plans. Soon you will understand where a heartbreak for you. It's okay, cause it's all I know. Well, don't play the fool this time. Where you think you're going, cause I know you want a reason to stay. Are you looking for love now? Tell me what you want, but we're never gonna feel it the same. Well, are you looking for love now? Well, are you looking for love now?
That's the reason I love coming to work in the morning, live in our Pearl Street studios. Those are the Jacks. They've got a self-titled EP. That song was called Are You Looking for Love? And let's get them in here in the studio and have a cool conversation with them. I want you to hear something else, though. This is called Who Are You? The Jacks. It's the Mornings with Ed show. We are live in studio with the Jacks. They've got a brand new self-titled EP. The song you just heard is called Who Are You? And man, who are you? Welcome, you guys. Welcome. Thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you. I've got Johnny, Scott, Thomas, and Josh. And not in that particular order here. We did a little scramble, so we're kind of digging that. What a great sound, man. What a great sound. And I mentioned earlier, and I've been mentioning all morning long, that there's such a defined line between, a rock band, but a rock and roll band, man, that just makes you feel it every single song. And that's what you guys do. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been awesome. All right. Goodbye now. Thank you. So you got a brand new self-titled EP. You got a few songs on there. We heard a couple of them just now. Tell me about Who Are You? The song we just heard.
So yeah, that song kind of starts off the EP, and we start off our live sets with that song pretty much every time.
Right.
And we have for a little over a year and a half maybe. Yeah. And that song we kind of wrote it just before we played this kind of like big contest thing in LA, and that kind of set off a chain of events to kind of where we are now. And so we wrote it I think like a week before, and we kind of just we just really felt strongly about it. And so we opened up that contest with that song that I don't even think the lyrics were finished. And
it was a three song set too. Yeah. So it made it into the top three.
And then we just, it just felt right. And we, it went over really well. And ever since then, we've been playing it. It's one of our favorites. And so we really wanted the EP to start off with that.
And you recorded the new EP at Sunset Sound?
Yeah.
You did that with Matt Williams?
Matt Wallace.
Oh, Matt Wallace. I'm sorry, Matt Wallace. Yeah. How awesome, man! What a great experience that must have been, man.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
Surreal, just being in Sunset Sound too, seeing all those records on the wall. It's like Stone, Zeppelin, Doors. They all recorded in there. So, working with a great producer like Matt, and then being in a great studio like that.
What's the vibe like when you walk in? Is it intimidating because of that?
I thought it was intimidating at first. Yeah,
first time it was, and then it became like home.
Right.
Yeah, they're super nice there, and really welcoming. So
now you're
got the hang of it. Now I feel like locals.
By the end of it, you were chilling with the ghosts of Led Zeppelin. And I get it, man. I get it. So you're busy. You guys are busy. You're doing everything. You just recorded a Christmas song. You're involved. What's the involvement with the NHL?
They're our best friends.
NHL. They seem to like us a lot. We played the Winter Classic last year, and then we did the NHL award show in Vegas in June, and now we're playing the Kings game on October 19th.
Right on. Yeah. Any of you skate?
No,
one of you skates, man. This could be embarrassing down the road, man. Now, Josh, you have a psychology background. Am I crazy?
You're not crazy.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, I was just wondering that.
We're all crazy.
Now, does it help? Do you find yourself kind of like every once in a while you're analyzing these guys?
No, probably not like that. But I mean, I guess I'm in my own head all the time. So I don't know. I think it's applicable to like any scenario. It's good knowing the mind a little bit, even though I'm still trying to figure it out.
Right. One of these days you're going to bust it out on one of them. Yeah. You know what kind of problems you have?
Intervention.
The first song we heard, beautiful, Olivia.
Yeah.
Tell me about Olivia.
Olivia, we've had that song for a while now, maybe like a year or something. Right. And it's funny because we wrote it acoustic and it was supposed to be an acoustic song. And then I think we've tried playing it at the Wayfair one time, and during like part of like our live set,
right?
And it didn't serve the song as well. So we've actually only kept that song basically acoustics. We only play it for radio shows or acoustic kind of so far sounds or side gigs like that.
Right.
But that's been it's been a fan favorite. We've done a couple of like acoustic videos and stuff that have done really well. But that song's
we just recorded it though.
Yeah.
It's going on our next EP.
Yeah. Okay.
Acoustic like that, basically.
Right.
That similar arrangement. So.
And that decision happened at the Wayfair. That decision to make it okay. You were going acoustic with this from now on.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, we tried it at once and decided that it's best kept as an acoustic jam. Yeah. So.
Right. I find you you've been described by everybody, but I find you guys raw and energetic. Is that the wrong description? That's the delivery, man. No matter what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Raw is hit it on the head.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on.
And I think the rock and roll thing you were saying too, like that song would kind of embody the role of what we're doing.
And you hate to throw this influence there. I swear, I hate to, but I imagine myself in 1960, I'm not old enough, but But I imagine myself in 1963 in a club, man, and I just saw like the Stones in that age, man, and that togetherness, that chemistry. There's that kind of energy. That kind of, I would imagine that's what it was like. That's what I just saw. I think here in this studio, man.
Yeah, we've never gotten
some. Dude. Yeah, and I told my audience earlier. No, don't. I'm not saying they're the Stones. Don't think I'm crazy. But that's the energy. That's the raw energetic thing that I imagine you guys deliver, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
And that's what I witnessed here today. So are we going to pop up any videos to support these records, these songs?
Well, we have one music video released for Walk Away, which is our single on the last EP. There's talks of doing another one for Hello, My Friend. And then for the second EP, it hasn't been decided yet.
Right. Now, are you guys good with video, or is it just like, is that kind of a pain? Is that an extracurricular pain? It's like doing homework or something.
We love shooting music videos and stuff. And I love like cinematography and videography, and I've always been really into that. It's always tough with music videos to kind of capture the best representation of a song, you know? And you could do like a live performance thing, or you can do an acoustic thing or a conceptual thing. But I think for the Walk Away music video is great to capture us just like playing together live, especially because it was like a debut for, like, it was our first big single and for the EP. But we'll see what the next one turns out to
be. Now, are you going to demand creative control over these? Because sometimes you lose creative control when you're shooting a video.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
All right, so make sure. And if you got any problems, you call me up.
Yeah.
You all grew up in Orange County?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, right on. And how'd you meet? How did this band get together?
Well, that's kind of a longer story, but...
That's Thomas, all right, we got time.
Thomas and I grew up together, gone to school together since kindergarten.
Oh,
And we started playing music together in middle school, doing like covers of The Who and AC/DC and Led Zeppelin. I was the lead singer at the time, so that wasn't really going anywhere. And then we kept it going through high school, and we went to high school with Josh, but we didn't really know him until later. And then we met Josh.
I was in the grade below him.
Yeah. Josh used to beat me up in high school.
Yeah. They bullied me.
then we met Johnny at an open mic night that I was running sound for, and I pulled Thomas aside. I was like, wow, this guy's incredibly talented. So. Yeah. Kind of swept him up, and then a few years later, got Josh to join on drums, and here we are today.
Right on. Now, Johnny, where do you find the confidence in vocals? Because I know instrument, if you're playing a guitar, you're playing the drums or something, you can determine kind of, all right, I'm cool. But vocals, I would guess that's like a psychological barrier you have to like beat to just say, I'm good, man, I can sing. When did that happen?
I'm still waiting, you know?
It's happened, brother. No. You're being too modest. That's happened, man.
But it's a lot of, I mean, it's kind of like anything, you know? It's like, you know, it's a lot of times where you sing really bad and you're like, wow, okay, that was terrible. And then, you know, you can kind of switch your approach from there. And then other times, you hear yourself recorded and it just takes a lot of time. And you're like, okay, like, I've heard myself recorded enough where, you know, it's like, you know, I think it sounds decent, and then I think it just takes a lot of time, but yeah, you know, you got to do like vocal warm-ups and stuff. You got to make sure you're
so what'd you do this morning to be here at 9 o'clock, man? I can't imagine singing at 9 o'clock, man. So what'd you do this morning?
I did a quick vocal warm-up in the car over here, but,
right on.
It wasn't
smoked
too bad.
Eight cigarettes.
Yeah.
Hot coffee.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, your drummers, obviously you keep a great beat, man.
Thank you.
Tell me about your experience. Is that the only instrument you play, or the drums and percussion?
Yeah, my uncle, he was a drummer, and actually a lot of people in my family are musicians, and I started probably playing the drums when I was like 10 or 11.
Right.
And I was in the drum line in high school in jazz band. And then
you say they bullied you, eh?
Yeah. I don't know why they would, you know? I've been playing the drums for a while, and it's been the only instrument I've really gravitated towards. Like, I mean, like all kids, you start with piano, and then I kind of realized this isn't for me. But my parents put up with the loud noises, so I'm pretty grateful.
Right.
Let me play the drums.
The pots are banging, man. So I hear a little jazz in your bass. I hear a lot of jazz. There's some cool, wow, like Stanley Clark-esque stuff going on there, man. Wow. Am I crazy, or do you have a little jazz background?
Maybe crazy.
All right, okay, well, never mind. I'll talk to Josh later. I'll sit on the couch.
I'm obsessed with John Entwistle, so right, from The Who, and he's just the greatest bassist of all time, so... Right. It's the one that kind of inspired me to play.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So I'm not that crazy. I'm not that far off.
He's very inspired by jazz because he can play the trumpet.
There you go.
I'm not.
I wasn't saying you were Stanley Clark, but I just heard some jazz. Yeah. I'll take it. I just heard some jazz in there. So we got a show coming up at the Observatory on the 23rd. Tell me about the show.
Yeah, we're playing with this band called The Shelters, who are really close with, we're really close with Tom Petty. He produced their first album and did a lot of work on their second album. They're an incredible band. We've played, I think it's our sixth show with them. We did a little tour with them, and yeah, they put on a hell of a show, so it's going to be a great night.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a great night. I want to tell our listeners, if you haven't yet picked up your tickets, get your tickets now. October 23rd at the Observatory, you can see the Jacks live, as we had the opportunity to do here. If you've missed any portion of this, it'll be up on the KX93.5 website a little bit later on. We'll have the podcast up. Just pop on the Mornings with Ed tab. Bam! There you are. So what's next after the Observatory? Are we going out? Is there a mini tour happening? Are we setting something up? Are we recording more? What's going on with you guys after that?
There's a very, very big tour that's in the works that's going to last from November 15th to December 20th, taking us all over the country.
Sweet.
Unfortunately, we can't officially announce that yet, but it's in the works. Let's just say that.
All right. But you can tell me when we get
on. The next couple of days, we'll have it locked down, but as of today, we
don't
want
to jinx it.
No, I get it. No kidding. It was the same thing getting you guys in studio. I didn't want to jinx it for the audience to tell them, hey, man, I got the Jacks coming until it was finalized to get you guys in studio. Well, I get it. I get it. You know, I get that. All right. So I couldn't be happier to have you guys in. How do our listeners find you? Where are you on social media? Where do we get your music?
Our Instagram is probably the best way to keep up to date with like new shows and just kind of more current updates. And our Instagram handle is @thejacks.
Right.
Our Twitter's @__thejacks. That was a little trickier. The Jacks is already taken for that one. Right. And then the best way to stream our stuff is Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Google Play, Amazon, all that stuff.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever try and get the Jacks from the person that has it or the people that have it?
We got the Instagram one, but for Twitter, it was a little more difficult. Right. Yeah.
I think sending a threatening letter might work.
Yeah.
strongly worded letter.
All right. We've had the pleasure of having the Jacks in studio with the self-titled EP out. And man, this has been a good time. Thank you guys for coming in, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do me a favor when you get back from the unannounced tour, come on back in.
Absolutely.
We'll look forward to seeing you. Thanks. Those are the Jacks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.